This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. Jewish school registration to be cancelled, accused of compliance and safety breaches. What's happening here?
Indeed. So this is, we're talking about the Yeshiva College, and just a little quick background. It was established all over 60 years ago here in Sydney as a Lubavitch school. It has about 60 students only, that's 6-0 from kindergarten up to year 10. And a major report has come out, and this is in the mainstream media, saying that the state's education authority has recommended that the registration of the school of the Yeshiva College be cancelled for a number of offences, which it, according to the education authority, it says it failed to meet curriculum standards, teaching standards, found that the school is non-compliant in teachers having necessary experience and qualifications at a primary level, at a high school level, and also failing to provide students, quote, a safe and supportive environment. Now, the school, Yeshiva College, has faced near collapse over the years a number of times, financial collapse, that is, and there's one very high-profile property developer. He's one of the wealthiest people in the country. His name is Harry Triguboff, who has been a major contributor to the school after financial struggles and collapses repeatedly over the years, and putting in literally millions of dollars to keep the school afloat. And the school lodged an appeal after a similar decision in 2019, 2020, after concerns were raised. And now this week, this major report has come out. In fact, more than one report, as I say, and in the mainstream media, saying that the school is set to close and its registration will be withdrawn. The school has said it's considering its options, that it's considering whether or not it has grounds to appeal. But the situation is looking pretty dire for its immediate future.
What is the situation in Sydney with regard to Jewish schools? For those of us who are unfamiliar with the landscape, how does it look there?
The schools, so in Sydney there are five Jewish schools. There's Moriah College, the oldest Jewish school in the country, Masada College, Emmanuel School, Mount Sinai College, and Keser Torah.
Right.
And then I should say five plus this Yeshiva College, which is, so actually six. Melbourne, which extraordinarily has nine Jewish schools, which is, and Jewish leaders in Melbourne will tell you it's too many for what is not a large Jewish community. And obviously it means that the means have to be spread. You've got to have X number of math teachers, English teachers, etc. So, but the schools are reliant on government funding and on community funding, very much so. And they do get generous government funding at a federal level and at a state level. But obviously they do have to be compliant with standards, with educational standards, safety, you know, welfare of the kids, et cetera, et cetera. So, as far as I'm aware, and certainly in memory, this is the first time that a Jewish school, is facing, this particular situation.
So is there another alternative for kids from the Chabad or Lubavitch community?
So a good question, and the answer is yes, there is. So there's a school, one of the other five Jewish schools, which is called Keser Torah, and in a Keter meaning crown.
Yes.
And it is a Chabad-orientated Jewish school as well. Excuse me, it is significantly larger than Yeshiva College. I think it has around 300 to 400 students, and it is an ultra-Orthodox school. So yes, so that it would be the logical way forward
for these families,
exactly, if indeed this Yeshiva College does close. And the head of this Yeshiva College, by the way, is, he has been the, I hesitate, he has been the, main leader of the Lubavitch movement in Sydney for over 60 years.
Right.
And the half dozen plus Lubavitches, Chabad houses across Sydney, he has been the notional head of all of them. So he is a exceptionally well-known figure in the Sydney
Chabad community,
as well as the leader of the Chabad community.
Right.
So this comes as a major a major blow, albeit that the school only has 60 kids. You know, reputationally, it's obviously not a not something which would be welcomed by
Absolutely not. And let's hope that gets their resolve and the kids find a place to continue with their studies. 15 Australian medical specialists off to Israel to exchange best practice ideas on dealing with COVID and other issues. That's incredible. What a fantastic initiative.
It is. It is indeed. And again, and this is also has attracted mainstream a lot of very attention. So the chief health officer who has led this state, New South Wales, through the 3 years now of the pandemic, her name is Kerry Chant. She is leading this team of over 15 delegates to Israel next month in September for this high-level information exchange with Israelis on and with Australians, providing their input on how best to manage the COVID-19 pandemic. Mm. So they will meet with counterparts from Israel's health and foreign affairs ministries and with leading academics to discuss ongoing handling of this disease. So it's a great initiative, a mutual initiative from both countries. And both countries have been acknowledged, you know, for both Australia and Israel separately for their swift and very effective responses to the pandemic, you know, going back to 2020. And, you know, please God, the numbers don't go higher. But when one looks at some of the, certainly here in Australia, the numbers of casualties around the world from the pandemic, in Australia, the number of, and obviously one fatality is one too many, but the number is around 10,000. And when one looks at the multiples in tens and hundreds of thousands in some countries around the world, the health authorities have done, one could say, a pretty good job in keeping a lid on those numbers.
Absolutely. The rate of vaccinations, was that something that the country in general was happy with?
Yes. And obviously, you know, people always like to point fingers at politicians,
of
and
course.
That's what they're paid
for. Of course. Yeah.
Of course. But having, you know, and should there be more lockdown? Less lockdown, you know, everybody is a hocham and everyone's got an opinion. But overwhelmingly, this country has done pretty well in, and I think those numbers, you know, are the test. The fact that approximately slightly over 10,000, it's not 11,000, in the 10,000s of fatalities in the 3 years is testament to the
Absolutely.
Fact that the lockdown,
The approach in general did work.
All of that. Mm. Exactly right.
Yeah. And finally, Jess Fox claims 9th world title. This is incredible.
She goes from championship to championship. And just now, this is slightly beyond my pay grade. I don't know much about kayaking, canoeing, all these things. But now there's a new discipline called extreme slalom. Now, from what I understand, and I'm open to correction from any listeners, is that the contest is, you know, the competitors, they've got to maneuver these kayaks between gates and narrow gates. And I think without touching, without tipping over, without anything amiss. And now there's extreme slalom. So I can only assume that it's even at greater speed with more demanding conditions. And she has won the world title in this new sport. And it's her 9th world title, and this comes right after gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics. And she's just incredible. And just to add to the whole story, as we know, her sister competes, her mother's a coach, her father's a manager. So just a fabulous Jewish family story. And the world champion, 9 times over.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Finally, last question. We're a little obsessed with the end of winter here as we move into spring. What's the weather like in Sydney?
Funny you should mention it. Up until an hour ago, it was a glorious summer day. And so suddenly this late winter burst has just come in to remind us, hey guys, winter hasn't quite left.
Just, yeah.
Don't be in such a rush. Don't have to rush up to the beach.
So, all right. So you're pretty much like we are with it. We are trying desperately to move to summer, but it isn't that simple. It's a bit of a slow process. Either way, Vic Aladef, thank you. As always, we chat to Vic Aladef every Tuesday at this time where we get the update from Australia.